RingCentral will completely transform the way you work. It gives you built-in AI across all your business conversations. Your phone system has an AI receptionist that answers calls 24/7. Your video meetings have AI that takes notes instantly. Even your contact center has AI, so you can help customers faster. It all comes together in one reliable platform for effortless AI communications. See for yourself at ringcentral.com. RingCentral, voice of your business.
There's nothing like gaining a fresh perspective from experts who've seen it all and have the wisdom to prove it. With Masterclass, you can learn from the best to become your best. With plans starting at $10 a month, billed annually, you get unlimited access to over 200 plus classes taught by the world's best business leaders, writers, chefs, and more. With Masterclass, you get thousands of bite-sized lessons across 13 categories that can fit into even the busiest of schedules. And the classes really make a difference. 3 in 4 surveyed members feel inspired every time they watch Masterclass. And 83% of surveyed members have applied something they've learned from Masterclass to their lives. Masterclass always has great offers during the holidays, sometimes up to as much as 50% off. Head over to masterclass.com/audio for the current offer. That's up to 50% off at masterclass.com/audio. Masterclass.com/audio. This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Good morning. Welcome on in to the Midday Show here on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game on kind of a Falcons Monday. A little bit different feel on this Monday. The Falcons gearing up as opposed to coming off of a game. Monday Night Football. Just down the road here, Mercedes-Benz Stadium. Abe Gordon in for Andy today. In for Andy the next couple of days, but Andy will be back on Friday alongside my man Randy McMichael. Randy, how you been the past couple of days?
What's happening, man? I'm all good over here, Andy. I was about to call you damn, but I said Abe Gordon. As I said, Andy's off until Friday, so you'll be hanging out for the next few days. Like you said, it's a Falcons Monday as they get ready to take on the Los Angeles Rams tonight. Coming off of what a Sunday. Especially that last night's game was just an amazing game. Getting ready for the close out this week. But, yeah, man, I mean, how was because you were on a cruise with your people. And you text us early in the trip about your gambling winnings.
Yes, well, that was just night one.
My whole thing with gambling is that did you leave with more than, or you broke even, or you left less?
I left with less. I had an opportunity to break even.
Right.
I spent a last couple of minutes gambling with my mom and sister at the blackjack table.
All right.
I could have left even. And ultimately I poured another 100 in, and so I only left down 100.
Okay.
Over the course of 7 days, I think we'll take.
Especially if you gamble every single day.
I gambled every single day.
But my thing is like this. All right, and I really want to know this because I got into a situation years ago. We were in Vegas for a charity thing with some of my teammates, and we were all gambling together. And on the blackjack table, and it is kind of supposed to be everybody against the dealer, but I look at it as me against y'all. And so I did something that got everybody kind of mad. My hand won, but everybody else met and everything like that. Are you that type of guy when you're sitting at a table with your mom and your sister to do something like that, to think about yourself instead of everybody?
I think blackjack is different.
Okay.
Because blackjack, a whole table can get hot and you can start to ride a wave.
Right.
We played a lot. I really didn't play much blackjack. Play a lot of let it ride poker.
Okay.
And let it ride is it's not really a group game for the most part. Now, for those of you who know Let It Ride, there's a chance that the whole table wins because the dealer has two high face cards and they pair up, whatever. But it's kind of just your hand, and you either qualify or you don't. You're not against the dealer. There's just a standard of qualification, tens or better, and you either win or you don't. And so that's not really the group game. I will say this, though, Randy, and you've met my mom.
Yes.
You might find this funny because on the very last night, completely flummoxed. Flummoxed?
Yeah.
Just out of sorts.
Okay, just say that.
Confused, out of sorts. I don't know. I like
it's me and Bo here, man.
It's good work.
Me and Bo.
She won big on the last night.
There you go.
She won.
She paid for the trip.
Not that big.
Okay.
Not that big. Not that big. But she's not used to winning kind of at that level. Like, she plays a lot more blackjack with my sister than I do. And so, you know, blackjack, unless you're really putting money in there, you're kind of winning a 20 here, 40 there.
Right.
She hit it a couple of hands on Let It Ride Poker. And there was a comma in her final payout.
There you go.
You know what I mean?
There we go. There we go.
And it was pretty funny to watch her kind of not understand how much she was winning because she knew the game well enough to play it, but she didn't really, like, back of her hand know the payouts and all that.
Right.
And so she won a couple of different hands that paid out really well and, like almost couldn't believe it. She spilled her drink one time. Totally sober, like, just kind of frantic hand movement stuff. That was actually really funny. That was really funny.
Well, good for her, man. Good for Miss Judge Lady. I would say, should I call her Miss G? Or anyways, Miss Judge Lady. And so, with that being said, did Abe get a cruise bay?
No,
that's what everybody wants to know.
No
cruise bay. Okay.
No, and I'll be honest. I'll be honest. And this goes for myself as well. Not the most attractive cruise I've ever been on. Not a lot of lookers on this.
Oh, okay.
One.
All right. Okay. I'm just checking because I know, you know, my okay. That's all I need to know. Okay. Because that was the thing. Was like, was they going to find a cruise base? You're 7 days out on a boat, you know, liquor flowing. You have the drink packet, so you got your 15 in per day, I'm assuming.
I did. Except for the last day. It was the very 14? Last day. No, the last night, I kind of usually peel off because
you get the shakes by then.
Well, I also just don't want to deal with, like, a full day of traveling and not feeling 100%.
Right.
And I'll tell you what, I'm glad I did.
Right.
I woke up yesterday, Randy, at 3:30 in the morning to a notification from our beloved airline here that my flight has been canceled.
To come back here?
Yes.
Okay.
I use the messaging app on the ship because you don't have texting, whatever.
Right.
I text my mom, hey, I don't know if you're awake or when you're going to be awake, but here's the deal. Because they're on the same flight, so their flight got canceled too. And I texted the group, me, my mom, my sister. My sister writes back, yeah, didn't you see that we got rebooked? I'm like, well, we didn't get rebooked.
Y'all got rebooked.
The two of you got rebooked. And so we were supposed to fly out of Miami at, I don't know, 2 o'clock, whatever it was.
All right.
They get rebooked on a flight out of Miami at 7:15. No rebooking for me. And so I go onto the app. I start looking. Nothing. No flights from Miami to Atlanta. I could have chose to try and do a standby.
Right.
But, that's a risk. Right. That's a real risk. Especially with as many flights were probably canceled from Miami to Atlanta. And so we ended up rebooking from Palm Beach to Atlanta. So now we got to get to Palm Beach.
That's a nice ride.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's a nice little ride, probably an hour or so.
Mm-hmm.
And so now we got to get from the port to Palm Beach. We make our way up there throughout the day, get there. Everything seems to be fine till about 10 minutes before boarding. And then we're just not boarding. We're just not boarding. And so that flight then got delayed like 50 minutes. But eventually we got in, home.
There you go.
It was a long day yesterday. So
travel sucks, especially when you talk about all this rebooking and everything. And Miami Airport is the worst airport outside of O'Hare, Chicago, maybe Bush and Houston. I mean, Miami is right up there. It's just one of the worst airports that I've ever had to experience. But glad you are back here as we get, like you said, the Falcons do play tonight. There are some implications. I mean, the Rams are out of the NFC South. I mean, sorry, NFC West division race, but they're in a position where if you don't get the one seed, what's the most coveted seed? Probably the fifth seed. So you can play the winner of the NFC South.
NFC South.
Who nobody seems to want to win.
Certainly and, not us.
I mean, Abe, I thought about this yesterday when I saw, like, on the TV that the Falcons still have an effect.
The tiebreaker thing?
Have an effect on the playoffs. And that not necessarily that if they win or lose, they get in. Just the fact is that how the scenario will play out in the NFC South, it irritated me even more with this.
The Falcons can clinch
Irritated me even more.
The scenario you're talking about, the Falcons can clinch the NFC South, not for themselves.
No.
But for Carolina,
yes.
If they win out.
Yes.
Even if Tampa beats Carolina week 18.
Yes. We'll,
I know you and Andy will talk about that game later on this week on Friday, certainly. Yeah, yeah. And that would be an 8-9 division champ.
Yep.
You would be a three-way tie.
Yep.
It was my understanding we were eliminated weeks ago, Randy.
Right.
And we are. But in theory, three-way tie for first place.
Unbelievable.
And Carolina would go on. And you're right, the 5 seed. Very highly coveted at that point.
Very, very so Atlanta Falcony. And, you know, I look at it from this standpoint. If you're a Panthers fan and you're relying on Atlanta to get you in, don't do it. Just go out and win your damn game.
Well, news for them is they'll know tonight.
For
the most part. And obviously week 18 and the Saints have been playing a lot better. And
good for them, yes.
We'll talk about that when we get to the NFL No Huddle Part 2 there at 12:20. But – I mean, the Falcons come out tonight, Randy.
And they win this game.
There's a lot of questions.
Yeah. Yeah, they are.
There's a lot of questions about what took place earlier in the season, about what's going to take place in the offseason. And I kind of wanted to start this Falcon discussion today because I was gone, and I really didn't get a great feel from it. The game against Arizona was an afternoon game, and on the cruise we had to dinner like before it ended. We know what happened. I didn't get any reaction. What was the vibe of this city, of you guys, after that win?
It was fine. It was another win. It wasn't parade or nothing, but it was a win. They beat a bad Arizona team, like most of us thought they would. But I don't think it was more than anything than just like the typical vibe of where was this at? And then it comes back to, well, if you just would have took care of business here or took care of business there, then you would be in a position to play, maybe play, be playing in New Orleans for something more than just bragging rights.
So all of that I understand.
Yeah.
I guess the question I have is, are more people trying to get into a situation where you either win one of these last two or both and not much changes?
Obviously that's going to be the case because you look at it from a standpoint of most people get 3 years with Arthur Blank. If you finish strong, especially if you win this football game, then you're an opportunity to show, and I saw some quotes, and maybe we'll get the sound from Rod later, as far as, you know, this could be a stepping stone in the next year. There's been a lot of talk about, we'll talk about next year as far as not giving in to the fact that this might be your last two games coaching here, and now there's this new talk with Matt Ryan coming to the front office of some sort and help us and save us, Matt Ryan. My thing was, all right, I mean, I'm not saying that's a bad idea or anything like that. I'm not saying it's a great idea either. I'm just saying, and I'm not even in that, well, what capacity will he be in and things like that, because, you know, guys with less experience, not necessarily with less experience, guys who's never been in any front office position have been general managers and their teams have done well. I mean, but at the same time, you got to look at the scenario of how they became the general manager in those type situations like that. But, I mean, if that brings excitement to this city, then, hey, it's the greatest Falcon ever coming back to help the organization hopefully try to get back on whatever winning trajectory. I'm all for it. But, I mean, I just think this team and this team where they are currently constructed is – I think that if Rod wins both of these games, it will be considered strongly by Mr. Blank and his whatever that thing is called that they had that helped pick the United manager will help maybe build his case. Not saying it's going to, you know, keep him here, but it'll be one of those things where 5 weeks ago he was gone. He was gone. Like, whatever, get him out of here.
I don't know if he was gone then.
I do.
If it was my choice, he would have been.
Yeah, but
if
still.
It was my choice, even if they go 4-0 to end the season, nothing changes.
I agree.
Especially, again – it almost is made worse by the fact that you end up tied for an 8-9 division.
Yes, and that's
and
what
can't
makes it worse.
It.
Yes.
That would be almost. I do want to talk more about this Matt Ryan thing. I got that in for.
Turtle, what'd you do to the damn old microphone, man?
Turtle, break the mic.
Turtle, break the mic.
No. It's not holding up strong. The mic is.
Need some Blue Chew.
The mic does need some Blue Chew. This hour of the Midday Show brought to you by Bobby Jones Golf Course Atlanta. Golf open to everyone. Visit BobbyJonesGC.com. He is Randy McMichael. I'm Abe Gordon. Coming up next, what's trending on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
RingCentral will completely transform the way you work. It gives you built-in AI across all your business conversations. Your phone system has an AI receptionist that answers calls 24/7. Your video meetings have AI that takes notes instantly. Even your contact center has AI, so you can help customers faster. It all comes together in one reliable platform for effortless AI communications. See for yourself at ringcentral.com. RingCentral, voice of your business.
Hi, DSW, birthplace of the humble brag. Here, the shoes are so good, no one would ever know how little you paid. If you didn't go telling everyone, that is. And with never-ending options for every style, mood, and occasion, all at really great prices, we'll definitely give you something to brag about. So go ahead, stock up on fresh sneakers from your favorite brands. Or try those boots you always secretly knew you could pull off. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
There's nothing like gaining a fresh perspective from experts who've seen it all and have the wisdom to prove it. With Masterclass, you can learn from the best to become your best. With plans starting at $10 a month, billed annually, you get unlimited access to over 200-plus classes taught by the world's best business leaders, writers, chefs, and more. With Masterclass, you get thousands of bite-sized lessons across 13 categories that can fit into even the busiest of schedules. And the classes really make a difference. 3 in 4 surveyed members feel inspired every time they watch Masterclass. And 83% of surveyed members have applied something they've learned from Masterclass to their lives. Masterclass always has great offers during the holidays, sometimes up to as much as 50% off. Head over to masterclass.com/audio for the current offer. That's up to 50% off at masterclass.com/audio. Masterclass.com/audio. This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detectthesos.com today.
You know, fun. You know, like, I know what they're about, you know, and they're going to come in here and they're going to go out there and they're fighting for a one seed, you know, and I know what that means. I've been in that building when you're doing those things. I've been in that building when you had the opportunity to go to playoffs. I know what that building feels like. That building's not in it not to win a championship. And everything they're going to do, they're going to come in here and try to do, and we better match it. And I love that because I love to be able to build up what it feels like, what it looks like, what the mentality has to be to go out there and win a championship. I was with them when we done it. And I want to be able to show this team how to do it because I believe we can.
Still rooting for the Rams?
Damn, I know. I mean, admiration. I mean, obviously, whenever you've been somewhere where you won the championship, you're always going to have a
fond memories,
fond, soft, soft space in your heart, and all that other stuff for it and everything. And a lot of people would point to his experience. There's a reason why he was able to get another head coaching job and all those different things. So I understand what he's saying. But, I mean, I don't think he's coming in with the point where we're going to play softer against this team. No, he wants to beat this team's ass, and hopefully he has his team prepared to do that because this is a damn good football team who probably has the MVP playing quarterback, who has a first-team All-Pro, do everything wide receiver in Puka. That's a bad dude right there, man. And so, yeah, they're coming in here. They still have a lot to play for when you look at the standpoint where they probably can't win the West unless some other things happen. But more likely, they'll be in a position to get that fifth seed, as we said. And in the NFC, unfortunately, that's the spot you kind of want to be in if you're not the number one seed. It's going on the road to Tampa or to Carolina and play one of those teams.
It's always tough to go on the road, but yes. If you could draw up your own path based on who's going to be available, that's the one.
Yes.
And look.
It's all it has been.
Let's be honest. Seattle, that game was in Carolina yesterday, right?
Yes. Seattle beat the hell out of them.
And we'll get to that in the NFL No Huddle. But I think that this is a team that's competing for the NFC South and a team that potentially could be a one seed or the five seed, went on the road and absolutely did that to them. And so it would certainly behoove whoever
and the Rams, they went to Carolina and got they lunch took. When LA went out, dude. Now,
and that was how many picks did he have? Three that day?
Yeah, I think so. Because remember,
he's only got five.
But
on
you remember
the
he was coming off that streak where he didn't throw any interceptions, right. And so yeah, he did have Steph had a rough one in Charlotte last time.
So I think I saw his ratios: 40 touchdowns, leads the NFL, 5 interceptions on the year. 3 of them came in that game, and so I think there's a lot to prove. Look, I don't care what Raheem says. Maybe he's been told otherwise. It still feels to me like he's potentially coaching for his job in these last.
I think so too.
He's been told.
Maybe he has been. I don't know. I just think that I think one thing you can't do, and he does a great job of that, is it's sounding defeated. Meaning where we're just out here doing this. They're going to be as healthy as they've been in a while. I don't know if Drake London. I anticipate Drake London playing. Is there a Woodpecker in here? But I anticipate him playing. But I just don't think that and this team usually.
Something just fell from behind you. I couldn't see what it was.
Was it a person?
No. Oh. Something small. But
something just fell.
Not like that.
But I think, when you look at this game tonight, it's vital. It's important for both teams. Now, the Falcons, it doesn't change your second season outcome or anything,
right.
But it does help, your head coach and maybe your GM's stance with the owner maybe as far as, this is a damn good football team that has – the ability to win the Super Bowl.
You just can get me upset again.
And if you have an opportunity to go in there and beat, they're in your house and beat them tonight, that's a big deal.
I almost feel like a fool even asking this question. I feel like I've been victimized certainly by it and maybe others as well. Is there anything about momentum carrying over from a strong finish one year into the next season?
Abe, you've been with us. How many years?
It feels like a dumb question,
right? How many years have you been with us?
Enough to know the answer to this
all
one.
Right, then. I say this all the time. I mean, that's why there are so many teams that were out of the playoffs, in the playoffs, the teams that were in the playoffs are out of the playoffs. No, it does not go over. Now, it could go over to a point where it can save jobs and things like that. But if you want to talk about, because
the saving jobs thing doesn't work out well here.
No, it does not. It
just go ahead and
find does it,
Yeah.
And that's just a thing where it just doesn't go over here. And you see guys get let go in the middle of the year. So, it'll be an interesting thing to watch how Atlanta comes out and plays tonight against a team that should beat the hell out of them. If you look at how good I think the Rams are.
Yeah, another Atlanta team facing one of the best is the Atlanta Hawks. They are playing Oklahoma City tonight. Here's how it sounded in their game against the Knicks over the weekend.
So a thriller, but the Hawks now have lost 6 in a row. A very tough pill to swallow tonight as they end up on the short end. Final score, the Knicks 128 and the Hawks 125.
Yeah, I mean, they're not defending. We know that.
They're not
rebounding. We understand that. And you understand, but they keep losing games like this, like by 3, but yet you're giving up 128 points. But yet, I mean, you could score with anybody in the league, but yet you're giving up all these points. And now you got a team in here, and I said this maybe Abe a couple of weeks ago. I was like, I mean, OKC just figured it out, but they got a nemesis. We understand the Spurs have beat them 3 games in a row now. It's different things to go into that, but you're talking about a team in OKC that is a well-oiled machine with the MVP. Who and a team around him that just plays so well together, and now you got to figure out how to go out there and not let them get 150 on you, because where they're playing defense, talking about the Hawks, they'll get 150 put up on them tonight.
Might be my fault that the Hawks are struggling. Last year they went 4-0 when I was away on a cruise, and I came back and I came and went, and they hadn't lost a game.
Right.
Yeah, well.
You would like that feeling when you
– I came and went.
Think that you're the reason why a team struggles.
No, of course not. Of course not. Trust me, you know me long enough. I'm the least if I do this at home, it's going to impact the game.
Right.
So, yeah, it's definitely not any. But I came and went, and they did not win a game in this one. You know who did win a game yesterday? It was the Atlanta Drive. The TGL is back. We're going to talk with Ben Helmrath. He joined us a couple times last year. He's the Atlanta Drive team coordinator. He's got some interesting stories about the match last night, yesterday, 3 o'clock it was on ABC. And it's kind of same old Billy Horschel. Had a couple of young guys in there with some injuries to Justin Thomas and Lucas Glover and Patrick Cantley. So Billy Horschel was kind of holding it up and sunk like a 54-foot putt.
Got him.
So, and that was a rematch of last year's championship series. So Atlanta Drive out to a good start there. And Georgia Tech. it was there, and then it wasn't, and you almost got right there at the very end
You can't ask for a better first half of a team as far as just the crap that BYU – how you fumble a kickoff, you're able to get it back. I mean, the one thing I appreciate about Brent Key was the energy he brought. You know, they showed the locker room, and they showed him running out. He wanted that game so bad. I mean, 10-win season was a big deal, especially when you look at how this season started for Georgia Tech, and for them to finish it off. They lost that game like they lost a lot of games at the end. Couldn't stop BYU when they needed to get a stop for BYU. But I mean, you know, just you know. Haynes King, you could tell to start the game, they were like, we're going to send him out doing his thing, man. And Haynes King was great to start the game. But I think, you know, just, you know, I want to say over. I don't want to say all that because Portal and all those. I think Brent Key is a good enough coach to overcome all that. But it was just like, damn it, Tech just couldn't finish like they couldn't do in a couple other games. And those losses when they started out so hot.
Yeah, and a couple things, and forgive me for not having looked this up. I'm imagining that Buster Faulkner was not with the team.
No.
There was no reason
for him to be there.
I looked at Haynes King's numbers from a rushing perspective, and I was like, boy, they really didn't. I thought the other way. I don't think ran him out from that.
I think it was more or less showcasing the throwing.
That was
my thought process behind it. That was my thought process behind it. Because you're right. They didn't run him like it wasn't the typical Haynes King game.
He didn't have like 18 rushes.
Yeah. I thought it was single digits. I was like, are they really trying to like throw the ball for him and everything like that? I ain't mad at him. Hey, showcase your quarterback and everything.
It's a bowl. Like, again, for whatever you want it to be.
Bowl games.
Get hurt in a bowl game.
Bowl games, you don't punt. You don't do anything. Unless it's like 15 plus. You go for it on fourth down. You do all those different things. But I think, you know.
Break out all the trick plays?
Yeah, why not? Why the hell not? And then obviously you get an opportunity for your young kids, your shining class to come practice. That's, I think, most people and most coaches and most things that I know is that they use this as valuable time to get these young kids some playing time, some practice time, and all those things.
No doubt about that. I do have a question for you about the Pop-Tart Bowl as itself, separate of Georgia Tech and BYU. And it's just – You never know what becomes viral or kind of what saves bowl season. There's been a lot of talk about, you know, and we'll talk about it too, you know, Penn State and Coach Smith. Obviously, that win means a lot for him.
Yes.
And it's just like, what saves bowl season? What makes it, and maybe it doesn't, quote, need saving. I'm sure the numbers are still fine, but
I understand what you're saying.
There's something about the Pop-Tart Bowl that has organically become a thing.
I think more than anything, you got to have some kind of
staple
catch,
originality,
catchy gimmick, some kind of thing to keep the interest in it. Pop-Tarts. You had it started off with the introductory press conference with the Pop-Tart looking trophy. I don't know who the hell was eating chili. All the players eating, like, there's got to be like a gimmick or something like that. Not necessarily just for the players, but obviously to keep the fans and viewers interested in it.
Did you like the end zone? Did you see the end zone designs with the sprinkles kind of?
Yeah, I thought it was –
You didn't like it. You could just say
– I know. You know me, man. I do my best to
–
stay as positive as I can. A Sports Radio 929 Game is your home for live college football coverage in Atlanta. This Saturday, starting at 8 p.m., get your day started with my favorite show, College Football Game Time, brought to you by Window Nation. Visit windownation.com and by Alumni Hall, where you can shop Georgia and all those other schools that they play against in their fan shop. Join Fricky, my man Chris Goforth, and obviously Abe and Garrett. They will get Seistat for big matchups. That's this Saturday, on Sports Radio 99 The Game.
This hour of the Midday Show brought to you by Bobby Jones Golf Course Atlanta. Golf open to everyone. Visit Bobby Jones GC. Again, Falcons playing Monday Night Football, so we're moving things around a little bit in regards to, getting ahead of it for Tuesday. So we're going to be joined next by Mike Conti, of course, Hawks United and all things Atlanta sports. He's going to join us right here in studio next on the Midday Show. Abe in for Andy, Randy McMichael as well, on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
RingCentral will completely transform the way you work. It gives you built-in AI across all your business conversations. Your phone system has an AI receptionist that answers calls 24/7. Your video meetings have AI that takes notes instantly. Even your contact center has AI, so you can help customers faster. It all comes together in one reliable platform for effortless AI communications. See for yourself at ringcentral.com. RingCentral, voice of your business.
Holiday PSA from DSW. This is your reminder that shoes are a gift, literally. So unwrap something good, like boots that inspire your next big adventure, or cozy slippers that give you an excuse to stay in, or sneakers that feel like pure joy. Because shoes aren't just shoes, they're exactly what you wanted. Let us surprise you so you can surprise them. Find shoes that get you and everyone on your list at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or DSW.com.
There's nothing like gaining a fresh perspective from experts who've seen it all and have the wisdom to prove it. With MasterClass, you can learn from the best to become your best. With plans starting at $10 a month, billed annually, you get unlimited access to over 200 plus classes taught by the world's best business leaders, writers, chefs, and more. With MasterClass, you get thousands of bite-sized lessons across 13 categories that can fit into even the busiest of schedules. And the classes really make a difference. 3 in 4 surveyed members feel inspired every time they watch MasterClass. And 83% of surveyed members have applied something they've learned from MasterClass to their lives. MasterClass always has great offers during the holidays, sometimes up to as much as 50% off. Head over to masterclass.com/audio for the current offer. That's up to 50% off at masterclass.com/audio. masterclass.com/audio. This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
I'm caught up in the game. My attention is on every play and every whistle. But what I'm missing is a signal coming from my kidneys. That signal isn't like a ref's whistle. It's more of a silent SOS, which could be warning me of an increased risk for events like heart attack or stroke. And a way I can catch that signal? A simple urine test called UACR. If you have type 2 diabetes or high blood pressure, talk to your doctor about the UACR test. Detect the SOS. Visit detecttheSOS.com to learn more.
Welcome back into the Midday Show. Andy and Randy. Abe filling in for Andy for a couple of days. And happy to be joined. I wrote it down on my rundown a while ago. I just wrote down Hawks and United broadcaster, but obviously you're so much more than that. Mike Conti, how you doing today?
Oh, I'm not that much more than that, but good to see you guys. Happy New Year. Hope you had a great holiday. Thought you'd be more tan than this, but
it's hard to get tan when you're in a casino for 12 hours a day.
No, I only gamble at night.
Somebody who sits in shade in their cabin?
I just sit at various spots inside. I did some reading.
You ran on a vacation?
I read our good friend Mark Raimondi's book.
Man, and I like Mark, but you and I do vacations very, very differently.
Very
differently.
Only thing I read is the menu.
Right. Maybe the label on a beer or something.
Yeah, all there is a damn menu.
I do various trivias and games.
Again, inside the whole time.
I was the Christmas cruise. I don't want to say this out loud. Let me find another way to say that because I'm not going to get away with that. I don't even know how to explain it.
You won the cruise trivia.
Just say it. No, I can't say it because you'll never let me live it down. I got to say it a different way. We had a modified fencing competition, a pirate competition, and I won that. Let's just go with that.
Jesus. All right.
Because there's some things that I can't say on the radio without just being mocked incessantly.
Well, you're already kind of halfway
Mike,
there.
You know, the thing my granddaddy always said, there's always the reason's always in front of you. The reason's always in front of you.
Right. Oh, my goodness.
I do have some questions, Mike, and I asked Randy, I'm sure y'all have some questions too. I asked Randy this about the Falcons. And, mm-hmm. and again, being away and on a cruise is just so tough to connect at all. I'm totally disconnected. I see scores, but I don't really see reactions. And the vibe on the Hawks right now is a team that's lost six straight. They didn't win at all while I was gone.
Yeah.
And I know some of the discussion and what that's going to be, but separate of that, which we can get to in a little bit. What is the vibe? And I don't mean like of the team.
Vibes are awful right now,
yeah,
Abe.
But the fan base and kind of the stories around that.
Vibes are awful there, too. Ooh. I mean, look, you've lost six in a row. You just went 0-for-5 on a homestand.
Which was, before you go, Mike, that was, didn't they have the least amount of home games played in the NBA?
Yeah, I think they did going into it. Right. And now they have one of the worst home records in the NBA as a result of all this. Vibes are awful, and they should be. They've played awful. They've played very poorly. The game they played against San Antonio, which I will point out because everyone is rushing to blame one particular person, and this particular player was not playing in that particular game. The game they played against San Antonio a week ago Friday, I've been doing Hawks games on the radio, I think, for 12 years now. That might have been one of the five worst performances I've ever seen from the Hawks.
Right.
Now, those happen, okay? Like, in the course of an 82-game season, you're going to have three or four nights where you just don't have it. And I thought, okay, maybe that's the Hawks' night. I mean, at least the Hawks, if you're looking for any kind of silver lining, they were competitive against Chicago. They were competitive for three quarters against Miami. They were competitive on Saturday against the Knicks. Probably should have won that game. Probably should have won the second game against Chicago. Got victimized by a horrendous call that the league admitted was an incorrect call with Kobe White tripping in front of Zachary Rizuche before the ball was inbounded. So it's not like since that Spurs game, the Hawks have been run off the floor, but losses are losses. It doesn't matter if you lose by 1 or 100. It counts the same in your overall standings. So, look, the defense has been horrendous, but that was a trend that started a month ago. I don't think this has anything to do with anyone returning to the lineup. I even tweeted.
Right.
You know, in the month before that particular player returned to the lineup, the Hawks, I think, were 26th out of 30 teams in the league in scoring defense. So this team was leaking oil for a long time before Trey came back. Not having the rim protection and the rebounding of Kristaps Porzingis is killing this team right now. Killing them. And that's one of the complaints that I'm seeing a lot among fans now on social media is that the Hawks are too undersized. They're playing too much small ball. Well, guess what? You know, you brought in a guy to help you with that, and he can't play right now. He's not playing again tonight. So it's frustrating. I think I'm certain it's got to be frustrating for the Hawks players and the coaching staff, especially because, like I said, they were competitive in many games in this six-game losing streak and didn't get one of them. And that's really, really frustrating. But now, I mean, here you sit, you're 10th in the East. Here comes Milwaukee in 11th. They're making a run. And you got to be a little bit careful here because if you look at their upcoming schedule, at OKC tonight without Jalen Johnson, without Kristaps, and possibly without Trae Young, 7:30 on V103, by the way, you know, that's going to be really, really tough. Then you come home, you play Minnesota on New Year's Eve. That's going to be really, really tough. Then you go, you play two in Toronto. Toronto's already beaten you twice here in Atlanta. That's going to be really tough. Then you got to play the Knicks again. So this could, you know, potentially really kind of tumble out of control. And if this becomes a 9, 10, or 11-game losing streak and you fall out of the top 10 in the East, I mean, a month ago we were thinking this team's a 4 seed.
Right.
Now we're wondering, is this team going to be able to hold on and make the play-in? You know, again, they will have games coming up against New Orleans and Washington, Charlotte, you know, teams that they should be beating. But very, very disappointing to see them play five home games in the span of a little more than a week and not win one of them. Very disappointing.
Mike, today the Falcons have a home game. Obviously, everything will be broadcast here on Sports Radio 99 The Game. I want to get to the game, but the news that came out yesterday that, I mean, all our listeners, Randy, what do you think about this? I don't know what to think about it. The Jay Glazer report about this whole Matt Ryan thing.
Yeah.
When you saw that, what was your initial thought?
Well, it's interesting. I had heard some of my sources had been telling me that the Falcons were looking to bring in someone from outside the organization, a younger person who would be overseeing a lot of the football side of the operation. I don't know what the specific title was, but I had sources telling me they're going to bring in, or they're looking at bringing in, a younger guy to oversee football. I'm wondering if
that guy was him.
That guy was Matt Ryan,
right,
based on this report. I don't know. I don't even know if those plans – I mean, this was like 2 months ago. I don't even know how those plans have evolved. I mean, supposedly now they've brought in a consulting firm to look at everything, so everything might have changed since I heard that. It's very intriguing. There is recent history of something like this working. I think Joe Patrick did a really good job of pointing to Chris Spielman in Detroit as an example of this working. John Lynch has obviously had a lot of success in San Francisco. Ozzie Newsome had a lot of success in Baltimore. So no reason to think this can't work. I'm curious to know what specifically they're talking to Matt about doing, and then how does everything kind of fall either above him or below him. And what does it mean for Terry Fontenot? What does it mean for the rest of the front office? What does it mean for Raheem Morris? But it is a very intriguing name. I think, you know, Abe was asking about the vibes. I think a lot of people would be very excited to see Matt Ryan come back to this organization and have a role in trying to get this organization to where it needs to be. However, at the same time, there is a little bit of a risk in doing that because he's never been a football executive before.
Right.
I think there's enough evidence to prove that this can be accomplished successfully, but I'd be very intrigued to see, A, if the report pans out to be accurate, and B, is Terry Fontenot reporting to Matt Ryan? Is Matt Ryan getting rid of Terry Fontenot? Is Matt Ryan going to be Terry Fontenot?
Right.
Like, we don't know. But I think the fact that Matt Ryan could be coming to the Falcons organization is justifiably going to get a lot of fans excited.
It is Mike Conti here on the Midday Show. Normally joins us on Tuesdays at 11:40, but post-Falcon Tuesday, we moved him up to Monday, and that's why you're hearing his voice right now. I do want to go back to a report that popped up this morning surrounding the Atlanta Hawks. Mark Stein, via Yahoo or whatever, suggested that if the Hawks were looking at making a trade, one of the names that they would be willing to part with is Zachary Risacher. And I know Mike Bell's already tweeted about this a little bit. I don't want to jump too much on him and what they're going to do on Dukes and Bell as well, but I have very similar feelings. I haven't loved the development of Risacher this year. I think a lot of that is also in part to some of the new pieces that have been brought in and what his role has been compared to what we saw from him last year when a number of guys were out and you maybe needed him to do a little bit more offensively. But the idea that maybe they're going to part with Risacher, potentially if something opens up, and who knows, as early as this quickly, former number one pick.
Yeah, interesting. I think there have been flashes of good play from Risacher, but he's been tremendously inconsistent. I don't know if I feel like I've seen enough of a sample size for me to get to the point where I'm okay with moving on from Zachary Risacher.
Right.
I still think he's got a lot of potential. There are people I know within the organization who feel like he can be one of the best players in his age group or in his draft class in the league, if he's not already, within the next year or two. They're very, very bullish about his development track. I think Abe made a fair point. Has he developed the way that we all had hoped he would to this point? I don't think so.
No.
To be totally honest and fair, I don't think so. Do I think he's got a very high ceiling? Absolutely. Have I seen signs that I think he can be that kind of player? Absolutely. I do see that and feel that. So am I ready to part ways with him right now? I'm not exactly sure.
Right.
I'd sure like to know what would be coming back in return. You know, if he's a throw-in for a package
good.
To get an Anthony Davis,
not good.
I'm not doing that. If he's in a package that's going to bring you a player that can get you to a contending level right now, might be worth the risk. Don't know who that player is.
Bye-bye. Yeah. Mike, tell me, because, I mean, Abe talked about your title, but tell me, what do you think about these playoff games coming up this week?
Playoff games in – oh, college.
Yeah, college, yes.
I've been in such an NFL mode. I think Ohio State-Miami, probably the hardest game to call of the four. I think Indiana is going to be I hope this doesn't come back to burn me. I think they're going to be overwhelmed by the moment playing against Alabama in the Rose Bowl. And it's been a great story. I think Indiana deserves to be the number one seed.
Right.
I saw an Indiana team against Penn State that I wasn't like extremely impressed by. They did beat Ohio State, not convincingly, and they needed an Ohio State mistake to win that game. If Alabama doesn't make mistakes in the Rose Bowl, Alabama's got better talent than Indiana. I'm sorry. I think Alabama has a really good chance to beat Indiana. The Texas Tech-Oregon game, I think Texas Tech's going to surprise a lot of people in the Orange Bowl. In fact, I wouldn't be surprised if Texas Tech came out of this whole thing.
Okay.
It really would not surprise me. They've been kind of lurking in the weeds. That Big 12 team, that's a very well-balanced team that can score. Oregon, you know, impressive against James Madison. What does that really mean, though? I don't think Oregon has really been tested by anyone super good this year, except by Indiana, who they lost to. I think Georgia should be okay against Ole Miss. I don't really see any reason why Georgia fans should be concerned about that game. The Miami-Ohio State game on Wednesday night, that is the one that I can't call. It is interesting. Big Ten is 5-0 in bowl games right now, including, you know, the two playoff games that or I guess the one playoff game that Oregon won. So the Big Ten's looked okay in bowl games. The ACC certainly has not. It's just something about Miami. I don't know. I think they match up really well against Ohio State. They've got the experienced quarterback in Carson Beck. He was not impressive against Texas A&M, but it was a road game, and they got enough out of him to win. Really intrigued by that game. I think that's by far the hardest one to call on Wednesday.
Appreciate it, Mike.
Yeah.
My man.
Can't wait, guys. Good seeing you. Happy New Year.
Mike.
Happy New Year.
All right. Hour number one turns to hour number two here on the Midday Show. We'll talk a little bit more about Monday Night Football with the Atlanta Falcons. Also, what took place across the league yesterday and going back to a pair of games on Saturday as well. And then back page with Bo at the end of the hour. Stick around. It's the Midday Show. Abe Gordon, Randy McMichael on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
RingCentral's AI receptionist uses voice AI to answer on the first ring, so you'll never miss a call again. In just a few minutes, you can personalize your own AI receptionist to answer questions, route calls, schedule appointments, and even send texts in multiple languages. Plus, it's easy to scale. Create unlimited AI receptionists across any phone system. It's all powered by one reliable platform for effortless AI communications. See for yourself at ringcentral.com. RingCentral, voice of your business.
There's nothing like gaining a fresh perspective from experts who've seen it all and have the wisdom to prove it. With MasterClass, you can learn from the best to become your best. With plans starting at $10 a month, billed annually, you get unlimited access to over 200 plus classes taught by the world's best business leaders, writers, chefs, and more. With MasterClass, you get thousands of bite-sized lessons across 13 categories that can fit into even the busiest of schedules. And the classes really make a difference. 3 in 4 surveyed members feel inspired every time they watch MasterClass. And 83% of surveyed members have applied something they've learned from MasterClass to their lives. MasterClass always has great offers during the holidays, sometimes up to as much as 50% off. Head over to masterclass.com/audio for the current offer. That's up to 50% off at masterclass.com/audio. Masterclass.com/audio. This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
You're jamming your favorite song, and while you aren't missing a beat, you could be missing a signal from your body. It's an SOS from your kidneys, and it doesn't sound like music at all. It's silent. High blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, and other risk factors can quietly stress the kidneys, leading to negative impacts on the heart. That's why you should ask your doctor about a simple urine test called UACR. Most miss the signal for hidden kidney disease and related heart risk. You shouldn't. Visit detecttheSOS.com today to learn more. At City Harvest, we believe no New Yorker has to go hungry. With your help, we're on the road every day, rescuing over 86 million pounds of nutritious food and delivering it free to millions of New Yorkers, transforming surplus food into sustenance, sustainability, and smiles, rallying thousands of New Yorkers to power a network of nourishment across our city. Feed good for our communities, our city, and our planet. Donate at cityharvest.org.